more precious than a crown. The grand ballroom of the royal palace shimmered with golden chandeliers, their light reflecting off the polished marble floors. Guests in dazzling gowns and embroidered tunics twirled in elegant waltzes, their laughter ringing through the hall. Yet, amidst the grandeur, Prince Edric felt alone. The crown upon his head was heavy, not just in weight, but in responsibility. He had everything, wealth, power, admiration. Yet he longed for something real, something untouched by duty and obligation. Then he saw her. She stood near the garden doors, the moonlight bathing her in silver. Unlike the noble ladies adorned in silk and jewels, she wore a simple gown of soft blue, her dark hair cascading over her shoulders. There was something captivating about her, the way she gazed at the stars, lost in thought, as if she belonged to a world beyond this one. Edric found himself walking toward her, his heart beating faster with every step. "You seem more interested in the sky than in the ball," he said, offering a small smile. She turned, surprised, and curtsied. "Your Highness," she murmured, her voice like a melody. "The stars hold stories older than any kingdom. I find them fascinating." "Intrigued?" Edric asked. "And what story do you see tonight?" She glanced up, her dark eyes reflecting the starlit sky. A prince standing at a crossroads, longing for something beyond a crown. His breath caught. "You know me well, yet I don't even know your name." "Elena," she said simply. For the rest of the evening, Edric and Elena spoke of dreams, of freedom, of love unbound by duty. She was unlike anyone he had ever met, honest, passionate, and unafraid to speak her mind. But as the night ended, reality struck. He was a prince bound by duty. She was the daughter of the royal gardener, kind, intelligent, but common-born. And yet, his heart whispered, she is more precious than any crown. A forbidden love. Days turned into weeks, and Edric sought Elena every chance he got. They met in hidden corners of the palace gardens, where she tended to the roses, her hands gentle against the petals. "I wish I could love you freely," Edric confessed one evening. She placed a hand over his. "Then why don't you?" "Because a prince must marry for the kingdom, not for his heart," he whispered. Elena pulled away, sadness flickering in her eyes. "And what kind of kingdom would it be if its king does not know love?" Her words haunted him. But the king, his father, had already begun arranging his marriage to a foreign princess, a union meant to strengthen alliances. Edric's heart ached at the thought of a life without Elena. The choice. On the eve of his betrothal announcement, Edric found Elena in the gardens, waiting beneath the ancient oak tree where they always met. "You're leaving, aren't you?" he asked, his voice barely above a whisper. Tears shimmered in her eyes. "I cannot stay and watch you marry someone else." His heart pounded as he cupped her face. "Then don't go. Stay with me." "Edric," she said softly, "I am not a queen. I have no kingdom to offer you." He smiled, pressing a kiss to her forehead. "I don't want a kingdom. I want you, more precious than a crown." That night, Edric made his decision. He removed his crown and placed it on the royal throne, a silent farewell to the life he was meant to lead. Then, he found Elena, her bags packed, ready to disappear into the night. "Marry me," he said, taking her hands. "Not as a prince, but as a man who loves you more than any title, any kingdom, any crown." Tears spilled down her cheeks. "Are you sure?" He kissed her, a promise in the moonlight. "You are my kingdom now." And together, they disappeared into the night, choosing love over duty, proving that some things in life are far more precious than a crown.